Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is a reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flux. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flux. Houston. $1 trillion. New Orleans. People of Maryland, love. Atlanta, Georgia, love. $1 billion, love. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago.
Most of us treat religion as if it's a definite thing. When we say Adam and Eve, we think that there was a fellow named Adam and there was a woman named Eve. Literally. We don't understand that it's a theory of a group of Hebrews, writers, who were not there with Adam and Eve. I know you're going to question me, but then if Adam is the first man, nobody's there with Adam. If Eve is the second first woman and the second person, there's only two of them. There's no recorder. Nobody there is taking down the record. There is no history or record showing that either of these people had language they could read and write. Obviously, we must have started to move God back. Or the Christ, he must have said Adam and Eve, and he must have said Eve, and somebody must have said Stephen, and who knows? And the conversation went on. But the truth of the matter people can't understand is there was no factual historical Adam and Eve. And it's the hardest thing to get our people to understand. They do not understand either that God or the deity is a concept. Nobody's been there to see a God doing anything. It is a belief of man. Nothing wrong with it. Go ahead and believe it. But what I'm interested in is that we understand the difference between belief and knowledge. I know that I'm standing here. I'm not going to argue the question with you. I know this. I don't believe I'm standing here. I know. I believe somebody is standing outside behind this wall named Jane with a red coat on. I'm not going to bet on it. So, I believe that when I die, I'm going to resurrect. I'm not going to bet. I could bet you. I bet you $1 million now to $1. Because if I die, you're not going to collect. And if you die, I'm not going to collect. So, if both of us die at the same time, I can't, neither going to collect. Because I haven't seen anyone die, got up and come say, I was born on the other side. Then they believe. You may be dying and find out that God is a woman from Puerto Rico drinking green whiskey. Now you're in trouble. You're a lot of trouble. So if we could only understand this, that whatever you believe is just that. If you believe, I hope you're correct. And I wish you good luck. When you grow, that will not be a belief after them. If there is a hereafter, you will know. If there is a hereafter, you have wasted time. Alright. So, if we could understand ourselves before I even get into the meat of the thing, we will not be in any trouble. It's appropriate that we should be in a place such as this, because we've just left the hall out there, downstairs, and I'm told there's another hall upstairs. Much of the articles, or many of the articles, and many of the artifacts you have seen upstairs are based upon the concept of a matter. Not written, because the ancient Africans had no written, I thought. But the theosophical concept of a deity or deities. Deities who were male and female. I think one of the unique things about the ancient Africans along the Nile in particular, since that's what I'm going to deal with, is that they did not have the sickness of Western man and Arab man. The sickness of believing that only the male character can be a deity. They were not corrupted in the belief of the inferiority of the woman. They saw both parties being and accepted that wherever there was a god, there was equally a goddess. Consistent with their belief in the law of opposite or equilibrium. In other words, for anything to be balanced, the belief that it had a central point, the point of balance, and there were the extremities of both sides of that point of balance, whether it is up or down, and if it was diagonal, it equally was balanced and the hypotenuse. The ancient Africans along the Nile, as a matter of fact, saw their spirituality being scientific for the basis in the logic of mathematics. Not mathematics coming from religion, but to the contrary, the opposite. That what you call today religion and organization for the benefit of spirituality, and we don't use it that way. The ancient Africans did not use that term. It is strictly European and Asian, and certain groups of Asian, who have carried their concept, their theosophical concept, into organized religion. As organized religion came in, they explained the corruption to spirituality. Because people started to get paid for doing the work of spirituality, and therefore were more interested in protecting jobs than speaking about the deity. Let us take the background for what I've been speaking about. And let us take a timeline in order for you to follow me and understand what I'm speaking about. Based upon available records to us, and since I have no contact with outer space, with angels or gods or goddesses, and I have no Ouija board that I deal with, or tarot cards, or tea leaves, or anything like that. Believe me, I don't deal with anything. I'm lost when it comes to anything like that. I must deal with documents of the past. My records, and when I speak to you, it is because I have gone to Egypt, to Israel, to India, to you've named wherever they got it. And I've gone to see for myself. Because going into
library and museums are not enough for me. I am an inquisitive person. I go, and when that's not enough, I start digging. I get pick and shovel and get others with me to dig and find that which may have been buried over thousands of years. To find the truth. There is no truth that's permanent. Truth today may be changed tomorrow. What is right today may be proven wrong tomorrow. Therefore, anything today, I am open for change tomorrow. In such sense, let us take the oldest to the youngest in terms of documentation of what I've been speaking about. Basically, I will be speaking about the religiosity or the form of religiosity that came down the Nile, not brought up the Nile. When I speak of the Nile, I'm speaking from Uganda in terms of the White Nile, Egypt in terms of the Blue Nile. The spirituality that I'm going to speak about comes from the people from what would be today's Northeast Zaire, Asia, Manicongo. I am dealing with the smallest people on record, the Twa and the Hutu, which Europeans call Pygmy. Along with those people, those who migrated from the area, Grimaldi, that went to the most southern tip today, which was called at one time Kurumotapa, and that's the name I still call it, in spite of who wants to call it other names today. Because if it was good enough, the ancient Africans thought of this, the name of their country, Kurumotapa, I still call it Kurumotapa, in spite of the fact that the Portuguese said that the Kurumotapa was a bad man, therefore, some Africans feel that they must change the name to suit and to satisfy the modern world. I still call it Monotapa.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Of spiritual writings. And that's all it means. Don't
collection of facts, a collection of truth. Nothing is just a collection of spiritual writings. It could be lies, it could be the facts, it could be anything. A collection of spiritual writings. That's all it means. God, it means that if you went to the bathroom and you need a piece of paper, you didn't have any other paper, use the Bible. That's all it is, a collection of writings. Why another one? Oh, that's all. You people scared to come. Scared to fall on the ground. Of what? And just fall on, take it up. And if you use it again, any other book falls, you're not worried about it. See, you make it, you enslave yourself, you imprison yourself with these nonsensical things. That's the first one. We can use this and find that we can put this to about 4,200 or 4,100 before the common era, which will put us at this first dynasty, not the first year, make sure, of Egypt or any other nation along the Nile. For it is in 4,100 BC or BCE. We know that there are already revisions in this book. Why 4,100? Because that's the date that Manasseh did not tell 4,100 BC because there was no Christ when he was alive, around Jesus Christ. But if you use the time that he gave from the first dynasty up to when he lived, the 30th dynasty, if you add up the pharaohs and the amount of years served, it will come to 4,100 years before there's somebody called Jesus the Christ. If you use other writers, of course, other European, European writers, not other because he was Egyptian, they will differ from 3,100 all the way to 5,000 and add before the common era, such as Bogash, Budge, even Brendan here, and others, Mariette, Champollion de Michel, and all these other fellows who dabbled in Egyptology. The next closest to that in terms of age that is being used of the three religions that played a part in our thinking process would be that of the Hebrews, or Yehuda, or Judah, or Jehovah, any way you want to call it, is okay with me. I am not worried about semantics today. That would be about the best. This is the year 5,000 and that of the Hebrew calendar. That would include from the time of the midst of Adam and Eve. And that we could tell you why we don't need to deal with that, because Adam and Eve are concepts that came out of the Hebrew Torah from the Hebrew Sanhedrin, that is the educational center of the Hebrews. And that did not open its doors until about 700 before the common era, attributed to an African called Moses, because he said that Moses was born in the city of Goshen in Egypt around the time he lived. Tutankhamun was on the throne at that time. Akhenaten had already died for 50 years before Moses was supposed to be born. So we don't even have to worry about time, because that is the 18th dynasty. Yes, they in history comparatively speaking. Because Abraham himself did not bring any theory to Judaism. The superstar of Judaism is Moses. He's a theoretician that is going to give us most of the basic things. Forget about Genesis, because Genesis was the last book in the Hebrew Bible. So it's the first book. They had four books. And Rabbi Agrippa and Rabbi Hillel argue the point that how we're going to have an Exodus, leaving some place, and we didn't get it yet. So he added a book called Genesis, beginning. Okay.
Territory has better for you meals with high quality ingredients and ready to eat in minutes. Territory, always the good choice.
The second book in terms of this and the timeline 2 years ago, minus four. Because the Christians forget to put the 4 years that Justinian struck when he had the Ethiopian Ezra to reform the calendar so that it would jump in the proper Jubilee year. They had to chop out 4 years. So sorry for you. Instead of Jesus being 33, he's in fact 27. So for that, and with that, I'll catch up.
Whoa. in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there.
Thank you. sometimes options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to
come.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What left will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn.
Fight each other.
my son-in-law, the other day was going to be a lecturer or whatever they call it. He's going to preach. He's been our preaching man. And he was going to move up there. My daughter invited me. I went. I congratulated him and wished him well. Yet they have never come to any lecture I gave. They cannot come. They're not permitted to come to a lecture I gave. It's worse than that. They don't recognize any of my relationships. It is not so because it was sanctioned by some guy in Brooklyn. When religion is going to make children and parents and other loved ones part because of their obligation, then is that helping you? Oh no, I can't see that. I can't see why it make a difference if a black sister comes up, an African sister, and she is Jewish, she is Muslim, she is Christian, she is Buddhist. It don't make a difference to me. That got nothing to do with I'm going to marry her or love her with her. If she is a good woman, that is the criteria, not how she prays. And then if it doesn't make a difference if I got a mugging dove or I got a crescent or I got a cross, but I didn't support my child, and I'm making the oodles and noodles of money, but I got all these things, and I tell you, man, I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim, brother. I follow Malcolm. And what big deal? You don't give your son, your daughter, a piece of bread. No. It is about time that we understand that most of us are Christians because was a Christian. has suffered a mean Holocaust. Africa, when she said, her moral values, to give it to the United States of America so that they could make a lopsided scale instead of a proper balanced scale. I call it justice. Stupid Tom up there. Only realizing he was black when them cracker senators come down on him. Then he hollered, I'm black! That's the way they used to treat black people. And Anisha, no value. 5 years, 10 years after the man touched you behind, if it is, you're going to remember his penny touching? Because of his work for a job, and the job you got, he gave it to you, all the job, and you will cut a piece out of truth. Because you worked for Yale and became the African eye. Yes, and all of them are religious. Everyone, including the senators. One was off with alcohol, they call him a chemist. And he's sitting in judgment. You see what I mean? And the lawyers were religious. The whole bunch of these people, most of them were lawyers. They had studied jurisprudence. All the philosophical concept that goes with the legislative branch of the legal arm of government and the justice system. But they had not looked at the symbols of justice. They had not examined the 42 admonitions to Goddess Ma'at, who had no concept of what they were. It was understandable. If you got 42 laws and you only use 10, you gotta be making some heavy mistakes. If you got a Bible and 18 books are missing from it, how can you expect God to hear you and you're not using 18 of the books that you need to read God? I think that you probably send me the book and check your Bible. And if God gives you a Bible, it is the words of God passed down to God's secret service to you. Then how could you go to a conference and decide which one you're going to take out because this one is ineffable? Which one you're going to leave in because you believe and it is God that gives you all? Either stop judging somebody or come straight. And if you're going to listen, if God gives these books, who God gives in second power to take out some of them, and how accidentally they took out those, the book of genealogy, put you there with us. Why is it in the church of William that said that Mary's mother had her by immaculate conception, and she had Jesus by immaculate conception? No sex in the family for 3 generations. And yet you, a mother, sit down and read it. Why don't you ask yourself, what's so bad with me having sex? When you had sex, did the paper from City Hall stop the penis from bursting the hymen? The hymen was at first, whether you had a paper from City Hall or not. If you say way the hymen burst, with the paper from City Hall or without the paper from City Hall, and there didn't have anything from City Hall. Let us stop one hurt in the same place of the other, but both of them get gas. If the dog gets something to eat, does it matter how she prays? If the four of them go to pray and call their respective God or whatever, use the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, it would praying bring a sandwich out of the sky kosher or not? Or a dollar from my pocket, a hand from my hand to them, I said, come, let's go to the restaurant, let me feed you, without asking you what kind of drawers you're wearing. And that's the test. But wait, I know you're not going to knock about it by the time you leave, but I'm just telling you to use that excuse. And that's, to me, the criteria of what we're talking as a weighing this down. I think there could be no doubt. If all of us in here, if all of us make it a common pledge to ourselves to get a copy of the Book of the Dead, get a copy of the Torah, you call it, and that's written, and you don't get a so-called Old Testament, go to a Jewish book stop and get a Torah translated from Hebrew into English. It's different than the one the Christian said is the Old Testament. They're sticking Jesus in there. The Jews ain't got no Jesus. Yeah. Oh, no, let's die. You want a Jewish book by Jews. You want a Christian book by Christians. You want a Muslim book by Muslims. They're not honest when talking about the other one. You understand? Jews don't honestly talk about Christians. Christians don't honestly talk about Jews. I mean by Muslims. And Muslims don't talk honestly about the other religion either. Nobody talks good about the other person's religion. No fisherman tells you that the poor up the street got better fish or good fish than him. Everybody fish things but him. So now that's it. Get a copy of the Ryoga Bible. A copy of Unkulunku, that's the religion, the god of the Abazulu. Get a copy of Ngai, that's the god of the Kikuyu. Get a copy of the Book of Vudu, that's the Vudu is the god of Vudu. Get a, you know, these are all Africans. Get a copy of Odedemare, Olorum, the Yoruba religion. Read all of them. Read every one of them. If something is good in either one, apply it. Either one. And that's where I stand. People want me to be Muslim or to be Christian or to be Jewish or to be that. No. I am whichever I can read in whatever that is going to help me in my concept of belief. It means then I will come to the mosque with you. I will come to the synagogue with you. I will come to the church, the temple with you. And I will sing your song. Because it's a belief. Neither of us knows the answer. Otherwise, we won't go in the first place. We go in because we do not know. And the issue is not in as of what came first, but what is going to help either one of us. Because we need each other to get out of this paper bag. Because we are squabbling about who prays of each of the wet, we can't even get out of a wet paper bag. That's right. See, everybody converted the other one. We waste so much money trying to convert the next guy. We waste so much money over putting a dead man in the grave. The family is hungry, little children to support grandchildren, and we're spending $15,000 to put a piece of dead meat in the ground. And that people crying, and the minister coming, trying to see how much he could get you Christ so you could join his church, and tell you all kind of lies. Well, I know God wants. He doesn't have any love, but God wants. When he may drop dead at the same moment, he don't know he's going to drop dead, but he's going to tell you what God wants. He's going to stand there with nobody wants. He don't know what he wants. And this is what I'm talking about in terms, and that's why I got a bad name. I'm controversial. worship because I'm saying to African people, help yourself. Don't let anybody wrong nothing down. Help each other.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racist and white supremacy is illegal.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racist and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racist and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racist and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You look.
Hey everybody, this is Brother Calvin. This edition of
Relationships Don't Work Between Black People. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in.
This information. They have us standing around sometimes and pointing at the brothers and saying, yeah, that's them over there. They ain't no good. They doing this and that and the other, and it's all negative. And they have us thinking that the black man is going to die and we going to live on. But that's not how it's going to go. There is still one monolith in the black community, and that's that it still takes a man and a woman to make a baby. So if the black man dies, we all die. And I don't want to die. I want to live. I want my children and my grandchildren and whatever else is coming after Charizard, I want that to live. But we are not on the path of life. We're on the path of destruction. You know, learning how to get along has to be taught by force. Slavery was taught by force. We didn't volunteer for that. They made us do that. They forced us to do that. And that's how we're going to have to learn how to reunify. It's going to have to be done by force. We kind of have to make ourselves try to deal with each other. Yeah, and that's very difficult, and it certainly takes a great deal of self-control and love for your nation at large. It's the greatest form of unselfishness. Now, I don't go around advocating that people that hate each other stay together. That's not what I'm saying. That's different. We can't solve a problem or get to a solution about a problem that we refuse to acknowledge that we have. We don't have to be ashamed that we have a problem. We don't have to be ashamed to know that it is related to slavery, because all of our problems are related to slavery. And I know that seems to be some old hat issue, and everybody want me to stop talking about that.